with the same topic about water. Yesterday, the 2017 Water Indaba was held in Rawsonville with the objective of identifying and agreeing on immediate steps that could be taken to avert a full-blown disaster in the region. Please give us our listeners feedback on who was there and what the outcomes were.
So this was an important event. It's an annual event, and there were some big wigs there, the Western Cape Premier Helen Zille and Water Sanitation Minister Nomvula Mokonyane also spoke, so good to see national and local government there. And they admitted that government has been caught napping during the drought, and they've been absolutely overwhelmed by the enormity of the drought and its impact. The event coincided with the announcement of water restrictions now being cranked up to level 4, which basically means that you can only drink, wash, or cook with water, but you can't use any taps outside or use water for any non-essential activities or services. Some of the things being discussed was around maintenance and replacement of bulk infrastructure. They need 3 billion rand to address municipal water infrastructure backlogs in the Western Cape, to extend the full Fulvia and Clan William Dam walls, which is a very important project. Behavior change programs have been discussed, and this is something that's really, really important. They're trying to keep the message simple, is what they're saying, as well as creating policy, which in my opinion and has always been something that should have been done long time ago, that you can't use drinking water for flushing toilets, which in my opinion any new developers should not be allowed to do. There are other ways to channel grey water to flush the toilets. We don't need to use drinking water. Western Cape Environmental Affairs spoke about water shedding and why it's not a good idea, like load shedding was for electricity. This is not electricity. It's a completely different animal. It compromises water quality. Firstly, it messes up infrastructure and meters, and it doesn't have the same effect because as soon as you switch it back on, people go and they use more than they used before. They touched on the prospect of implementing restrictions on even borehole use, and a lot of our clients, for example, are sinking boreholes right now, but the water levels underground are even taking strain now that everybody is starting to exploit this underground water source. Other solutions to increase supply earners have also been discussed, which include tapping into Table Mountain aquifer so that it doesn't run straight into the sea, which is obviously something that makes sense, as well as finally getting some desalination plants up and running again or new plants installed, because none of them are working. I believe there are plants that, yeah, but they're not commissioned. This should have started a long time ago. Ernest, I can see now Helen Zille has now declared the crisis a disaster in Cape Town. And I have to say, for the first time, I'm picking up from people and businesses that they're starting to get anxious. People are starting to get very worried down here in Cape Town.
Yeah, it's a cause for concern, that's for sure, to put it mildly, Kevin. We'll leave it there for now. We'll check in again.